Okay. So now today's Erev Yom Kippur, and today we'll speak about Mitzvah Hayoyim, about Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah Ben Eseh Ben Noitase Im Ovar Odom Al Achas Mihen. If a person transgressed one of them, Ben Bezodoim Ben Meshkoga Titu Tshuva Sevidui Keitzad Mizvade. Continues the Rambam, how did you vidui? Oimer Ono Hashem Chotosi Ovisi Poshati Lefonecho Vosisi Kach Vekach. So this is the nusach of vidui which Rambam gives for the person who did achas mihem. His chotosi, which is by mistake, shoigeg, ovisi is mezid, and poshati is merit, to rebel. As minchas chinuch, the minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin samach daret sifei says this can't be. It doesn't make sense. If a person did a chet v'shoigeg, why would he lie and say poshati? If you did poshati, you are poshea, why would you lie and say chotosi? If you are visi, why would you say chotosi? This doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense what the Rambam writes, because we're talking about the person did one mitzvah. He transgressed one mitzvah. Aval achas mehen. So why would you say chotosi, ofisi, poshati, asiti kach v'kach? Says the Minchas Chinuch, we are forced to say in the Rambam that even though the Rambam started off by, we're talking about a person who transgressed one mitzvah, but when he gives the nusach of the vidui, he's referring to someone who did many, many types of averas, all different types, and therefore he mentions bechatos and the VC and the poshati. But of course, for a person who did a specific avera, when he makes his vidui, he should stay in the vidui. He will say only what is appropriate for him. If he was a merit, he would say poshati. If it was b'mezi, he would say VC. If it was b'shegi, he would say chotasi. He wouldn't say them all. The Minchas Chinuch writes, even if it's not mashma that way in the Rambam, it's not the Pashas the Rambam. The Pashas the Rambam is referring to the beginning. He's talking about a person who transgressed one avera, and he says chotasi avisi poshati. But there is no choice, says the Minchas Chinuch. We are forced to be doichek in the Rambam that the beginning and the end of the Rambam are not talking about the same case. The beginning is talking about a case where he did one specific avera, and the end he's giving a general vidui from people who did many, all different types of sins. The problem is, okay, you could try this one. Okay, even the Minchas Chinuch agrees it's doichak. It's not the same of pshat. But the Rambam writes this again in Maisa Korbonos, Perek Gimel Halacha Tesvov, where he brings about when you bring your korban, you must make a vidui. And he says, person brings a chatos, must be mezvade ovo in chatos. Keitzad. The Rambam speaks that how you must, when you bring a chatos. Chatos you bring for shoygeg, of course. When you bring your chatos, what vidui do you say? Says the Rambam, Keitzad nizvade. Oimer chotosi, ovisi, poshati, osisi, kach v'kach, v'chazarti v'tshuva. Again, he says the same thing. Chotosi, ovisi, poshati. This is, we cannot accept what the Minchas Chinuch says. It's impossible. But the question is a big question. The Minchas Chinuch's question is a very big question. If you bring a chatos, you're a shoygeg. Why would you say a visi poshati? It doesn't make any sense. The Minchas Chinuch calls it that you're lying. It's a sheker. We find this elsewhere as well. The Meiri in Yom Lamed Vav Amud Beis. He says, when you bring your oila and you make a vidui, You make a vidu klali, then you make a vidu prati. And a vidu klali is on Hashem, chotosi o visi poshati lefonecho. And then you say vasisi kach v'kach. Again, we're seeing that even you're bringing a kach v'kach, a specific avera, but you must mention chotosi o visi poshati. The source is, by the way, is from the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. He says that. As we say in our davening, we're going to say tomorrow, Chotos Yavisi Poshati. There it's different because there he's doing vidu for Kal Yisrael. So he has to cover all types. But for a private person, why would he say all this? The question is mind boggling. So what's Taka Pshat? In Mishnah of Aaron, from the Baron Kotler, he writes, when a person does tshuva, he must be aware that we do an avera, but the avera stems from a shoresh. That's the reason for that avera. And therefore, when we do tshuva, we have to fix the shoresh of that avera. Right? When a person goes to the doctor and complains of a certain condition, if the doctor just give him an Akamol, he's indeed healing the pain, but he's not treating the source of the pain. So the doctor does his job, he has to treat the source, otherwise it's going to come back. It's just a temporary measure to give him painkillers. So when we do tshuva, we have to try and reach the source. So we find this idea by Ben Soire or Moire, who gets killed. What did he do? Says the Ramban in Pasuk Yud Ches, Perkof Aleph. He says this Ben Soire Moire he transgressed Kdoshim to you. He's eating so much. He's Kdoshim. The mitzvah Kdoshim to you to be Pushim. And avoid Tidbekun. These are all milas. Why would he kill a guy for such a thing? The answer is, since that is Sheresh, it's going to manifest itself to be things which are much worse. For example, a person who has a chemdas hamomayin, has a big, big lust and desire for money, it's not such a big issa. Is it really so bad to desire money so much? It's not before in the Torah that's wrong. But that desire will, if it's left untreated, will manifest itself to many, to very bad things. So you'll start cheating clients and start doing averas. So the shoresh is very dangerous. So I heard the following idea from the Mashviach, from the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, the Beruchim. They said this is the answer to the Rambam, based on Mrs. Soit. Therefore, indeed, what was our question? A person did a chet. He's a shogeg. Why would he say a chotosi or visi poshati? This is the answer. It's true. I did a chet. But why did I do the chet? There's a shoresh behind it. I was being careless. Why was I careless? You see, maybe inside, deep inside the person, there's a shoresh of mezid. Maybe deep inside, there's a shoresh of merit. So therefore, says the Rambam, when we come to, we did a chet, true, we did one avera. We make a vidu klali, chotosi or visi pashati, because we're trying to speak out the shoresh of the chet. It's true, on the surface, it appears as a chet, as a shoygeg. But how do we know what's really behind it? Therefore, we make a vidu klali, chotosi or visi pashati, to cover all bases. Then we say the vidu prati, which is the siddi kach v'kach, the ma'isa did a shoygeg, or the ma'isa did a mezid. Very beautiful idea. The Ma'aril, in his Hakdama to Yomim Noroim, he quotes the pasuk of Niru Lochem Nir, Valtizru El Kotzim. It means, plow the field, don't sow your seeds onto the thorns. He says that we have to be oikah the shiroshim. If you don't uproot the thorns, but if you're just going to sow the wheat, it's going to end up, it won't grow well. We have to clean the ground. The same idea. So a person has to look into himself, not just to focus on the chet, but look at the shirash achet and how to fix the shirash achet. Okay, a new point. Yeah, we know we're now in a seres yimei tshuva, and everyone's looking to do good things. The question is, how should we spend our time? Should we spend our time doing mitzvahs? If you go in the street, you can see the market is very busy. People buying building a sukkah, arav aminim, lulav and esrog. These are very nice mitzvahs to do. Should we spend our time doing these mitzvahs, or perhaps there's a minhag called tshuva? It's you can find some in the Sfarim. Shake off the dust. You'll find maybe we should spend our time doing tshuva. What should we spend our time doing? Says me tshuva. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Amud Beis, famous Gemara. Shloisha Sfarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Rishoyim Gmurim, Echad shel Tzadikim Gmurim, Echad shel Beinonim. Three Sfarim. Tzadikim Gmurim. Nichtovim v'nichtomim le'alta l'chaim. Rishoyim Gmurim. Nichtovim v'nichtomim le'alta l'misa. V'beinonim tluyim v'oimdim mirosh Hashanah yom Kippurim. Zochu nichtovim l'chaim. Loi zochu nichtovim l'misa. Famous Gemara, everyone knows this. So you have the tzaddikim, they immediately get signed and safer and for life, for chayim. The rishoyim, they immediately get signed for death. And the beinonim, they are tluim v'oindim, they're on hold till Yom Kippur. If they're zochu, they get life. Not zochu, they get misa. Two questions. First of all, what is the definition of a tzaddik? What is the definition of a rasha? And what is the definition of a beinonim? What's the criteria? Okay. Question number two. What schus does the beinoni have to do to merit chaim? Just a zochu. It doesn't say what does he have to do. Okay. So let's take the first question. What is the definition of a tzaddik? What is the definition of a rasha? Tosis on the spot. In Rosh Hashanah says the tzaddik is someone who has schuyos of merubin. He also has averus. He has more schuyos than averus. And what's the rasha? He also has mitzvahs. He has more averus than mitzvahs. Who's the beinoni? Half half. And that's how the Rambam passes. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, he says the same thing. Where Mishes Chuyosov Yeseiros Alavoinoisov, more Chuyos is a tzaddik. Mishavinoisov Yeseiros Chuyosov, more Veiros is a Rasha. Mechza no Mechza is a Beinoni. And the Rambam also brings. Yeah. Okay, so fine. So let's make the Cheshbon now. So we dealt with question number one. What's the definition of the tzaddik? Roiv Chuyos. Definition of the Rasha? Roiv Averos. Definition of the Beinoni? Half half. Fine. So let's go to number two. So our number two question was, what schus should the beinoni do to merit his life? What do you think now? What do you say? Again, the tzaddik is someone who has roiv schuyos. What? Eden schuyos. Oh, so therefore, go and buy your arav aminim, build your sukkah, do bikkur cholim. Go and dance in a wedding, be Sameach Hosn Vakala. Because it has to be, right? Because since that's the definition of a tzaddik, the beinoni is lacking to be a tzaddik. All he has to do is another schus, and he turns into a tzaddik. Then he has roiv schusi. Right? The Gemara says in Kiddushin. Auf dem Moment Beis. Also Mitzvah Achas. Ashrov Shichria is Atzmoi Veskola Oilom Lekatzchus. Person does one Mitzvah. He tilted the whole himself and the world for Veskos. Says Rashi. Also Mitzvah Achas. Nimsa Schuyosom Rubin. The Nimsa Tzadik. Isn't that great? Do one Mitzvah. You now tilted the scale, and now you have roiv, so you're tzaddik. So therefore, it comes out that all the Beni needs to do is to look for a mitzvah. But the mitzvah fancies. Have good nechama cakes. Gevaldik, that's it, you're done. Right? You done your mitzvah. And then go home. Avoisai. Ruze pele. But the Rambam carries on. It's like the Rambam over there. Says the Rambam. Va'beinuni toilin lo yad yom kippurim. Im osa tshuva nechtam lechayim. V'im laf nechtam lemisa. What can we do? The Rambam says differently. The Rambam writes, what must the Beinuni do? Tshuva. Far vos, but why? We don't understand. Again, we started off. What's the definition of a tzaddik? Roiv zchuyos. What's the beni? Mechza. So why should he have to do tshuva? It's much easier to go and buy arba minim. It's much easier. Yeah. Why should I have to do tshuva? There's so many mitzvahs I could do. Why should I have to choose to do tshuva? This is a question posed by the koich v'or of Itzel Blaza. Big Bali Musa from the Talmidim or Visua Saranta. Why? He's the Bali Musa asking, why should he do tshuva? It should be sufficient to do one more mitzvah. Okay. Says the Koich V'or. Let's investigate a person who does a chet and doesn't do tshuva. What happens? There are two levels. We'll take level number one. Famous Shai tshuva in Shar Aleph, Ois Beis, says, Da, ke achoite, ke sheis ache lo shuv michatosai. When he delays his repentance, yichbad olav onchoi b'chol yoyim. Every day his oynesh becomes greater and greater. Why? Because he knows that he sinned. He knows he could release himself, and he doesn't do it. He brings the famous marshal of a group of bandits that were captured and put in prison, awaiting for trial. And they managed to dig a tunnel to escape. And they all escaped, except for one guy. He just stayed there. And the next day, the Tsar of the Tsar Beis HaSoyar, the prison warden, comes in, he sees him there, and he hits him with a stick. He says, why didn't you run away? You know why? You don't care. The fact that you just stayed there means you don't care, you don't understand what's going to be. You're going to trial in front of the king. If you would understand that you're going to be put up to trial and the king's going to really hit you bad, you wouldn't stay there. You would run away like everyone else. The fact you have an exit, a way to get out, and you don't use it, shows that this is a merit. Because you don't care, you don't believe, you don't recognize the king, Bechlal. Therefore, it's much worse. Okay, so that's the Shai Tshuva. That's a person who does a sin and doesn't do Tshuva. What's behind it is a lack of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't believe in Schar and Einish. Because a person would believe in Schar and Einish, he would do what he can. There's an escape route, you would take it. That's to do tshuva. A person has a trial. He hires a lawyer, he doesn't sit back. He does whatever he can to help himself out. That's the first source. Second source of Gwani Vamas. Gwani Vamas Memches says, why is a Gerim have a hard life? Converts have a hard life. מפני מהגרים בזמן הזה מעונים ויסורים בוים עליהם. Gemara gives one reason, because they delayed in coming to do gerus, since they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they recognize the possibility to come to dwell under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wings, and they delayed, they stalled. Whenever they came, they couldn't come earlier, so therefore they get Yisurim. Ay, what do we see from this Gemara? Again, when he was a goy, he wasn't mechuyev, he wasn't obligated to come. Still, the fact that he delayed in coming to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets Yisurim. How much more so us, Bnei Yisrael, that we were obligated. We're obligated to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we sin, we're creating a barrier, a distance, a wall between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us and Hashem. How much more so if we delay, we will get punished. Okay, so we've discovered it's very bad to sin and not to do tshuva. That's all true for the whole year round. But in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to delay to do tshuva is much worse. Why? Number one, the Sha'ar Tshuva writes in Sha'ar Beis Ois Hei. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. There's a special mitzvah to do tshuva b'Yom HaKippurim. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So a person who doesn't do tshuva in these days, not only is he like the rest of the year round, it makes things very bad, but he's mevatel an eser, a new special eser of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, of doing tshuva b'Yom HaKippurim. Number two, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Dirshu Hashem b'Yimatzai Karu b'Yosekara. You should seek Hashem when He's around. B'Yosekara. When is that? It says the Gemara, Asar Yomim b'Yimrei Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Right, now it says in the Gemara in Ovos, it says Ben Hei Mishan Ovos, Ben Hei Hei Omer Lefum Tzara Agra. We get our reward based on the tzar. The more difficult the mitzvah is to be done, the more tzar we get. When it comes to averus, it's vice versa, exact opposite. By mitzvahs we get the more tzar, more difficulty, the more tzar. By averus, the easier the averus is, the more onesh we get. The harder the averus is to overcome, the less onesh. The easier that there is to overcome, you get more English. The exact opposite of schar. How do we know this from? Famous Gemara, Ima Nochas. Kosher Nochas Mem Gimel. Kosher Onshon Shalavon, basically Onshon Shetcheles. Person with battle is Tzitzis. So we have Chutei Lavon and Chutei Tcheles. So the oinesh of bitter of the lavan is greater than the oinesh of the bitter of tcheles. You know, tcheles might be more important, right? Through tcheles you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since lavan is more available, it's easier to obtain chutei lavan than it is to obtain tcheles. Therefore the oinesh of bitter of lavan is greater than the oinesh of bitter of tcheles. Because the easier it is to be done, the more onesh you get for not doing it. So therefore, the whole year round, it's hard to do tshuva. Because Hashem's far away. We're far away from Hashem. In Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Hashem is close. Therefore it's easier to do tshuva. Because Hashem is basic. But as much as it's easy to do tshuva, if you don't do tshuva, it's now much more chomor. The chet is much greater because it's so easy to do tshuva now. So if you don't do tshuva, you don't use the opportunity, it's much more chomor. As we said, by mitzvahs it goes, the harder it is, the more schar you get. By averus, the easier it is, the more aver you get, the more soinish you get. So therefore, it's bad enough the whole year round not doing tshuva. but not to do tshuva in a seres mitzvah, to mevatel the eseh of tshuva Yom Kippurim. And since Hashem is close, it's easy to do tshuva, therefore your oynish is greater. And we find this in the Gemara Yuma. The Gemara Yuma Pesach tells us about Rav, who had there was a butcher that had sinned to Rav, and Rav waited the whole year round for the butcher to come and ask for forgiveness. He didn't come. So Erev Yom Kippurim, Rav said, I will go to him to enable him to appease me, and then he'll get mechila. I'll be mechila him. Rav Huna meets him, meets Rav. He says, Abba, where are you going? Rav says, I'm going lefiyusei leplania. I'm going to help him appease. Omar, Ezel Abba lemiktal nafsho. You're going to kill him. That's what happened. He went to the butcher store. The butcher saw him. Said, "What are you doing here? I have nothing to do with you." And that, so he didn't use the opportunity. And the butcher was cutting the meat with his axe, and a bone stuck him in his head, and he got killed. Where did Rav get this idea from of coming, going to the person Erev Yom Kippur? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come close to us. The whole year round, Hashem is waiting for us to do tshuva. We don't use it. Hashem comes to us, it comes close. That's good if you use the opportunity. If you don't use the opportunity, Ozer Abba Lemiktal Gavra. It's Misa. So therefore, since it's easier to do tshuva, assess me tshuva, therefore the obligation is much more severe not to do tshuva. Therefore, says Kaykh, that's the answer to our question. What was our question? Since the tzaddik is someone who has roiv mitzvahs, and the rosha has roiv averas, the bayuni, all he has to do is another mitzvah. That's true for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not time for tshuva. So in Rosh Hashanah, you do another mitzvah, you're done, you're tzaddik. But the bayuni, since we're waiting till to Yom Kippurim, now it's too late to do another mitzvah. The chiyuv tshuva is so great, as what we said, there's a special mitzvah, Hashem's close. Therefore, now in Vera, there's no other way. There's only ways that he does tshuva, he gets chayim. That's what Rambam passed us. Yeah, it's only tshuva. Seriously, tshuva, only tshuva, because the chiyuv is so great. There's no other way. Zanachinan, before up to Rosh Hashanah. You can be oitzu with arbaminim, build sukkahs, you should dance van chosim and kalas, nichol mavelim, birkul cholim. That's all great things. That could help you. That could make you into tzaddik. But it says to me, tshuva, emperor. Now the chiyuv tshuva is so great that the only thing we should do is tshuva. Okay. So what are we supposed to do with the Meister? The Rambam writes, Nilchas Tshuva, Perek Beis, Maya Tshuva, Sheyazov Achoite, V'yayidol Ov Yodea Talumais, Shlo Yoshuv Lezeh Achet Lo'ilo. Hashem has to testify that we're not going to return to this chet ever. It says over here that our kabbalah of azivas chet, our decision to leave the chet is so strong that yodea talumais, Hashem who knows the hidden, has to be able to testify indeed by yoshuv lechet zeh lo'ilam. Rabbi Sosa writes, this is Kabbalah Saziva Sachet, he akosha mikol avoida shebe Yom Kippurim. This is the hardest thing in Yom Kippur. The Kabbalah Saziva Sachet. the Michtav Melio in Chelek Dalet writes, why is it that we start off Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do Hataras Nedarim? Yom Kippur we start off with, how do we start off Yom Kippur? Huh? Kol Nidre. Why is it we starting off these things? To show us that a Kabbalah, just a Kabbalah without any base, doesn't hold. What are we doing? In case we made any Nedarim and we didn't keep them, we have to uproot them. Torah's Nedarim. Why didn't you keep them? To remind us that Stam to say Kabbalah, I'm not going to sin again. You're fooling yourself. On the other hand, Rabbi Sol writes, there's no disease worse than the Yush, the giving up. Why is Yush the worst disease? Any disease, a person tries to help himself. The Yush, the person just gives up. So what are we going to do, Rabbi Sol? How are we not going to be miyayish? We need the Yodea Talumis to testify. We're not going to return to this chet. We told it's the avodah kosher mikol avodah Yom Kippur. A stam kapora is not going to hold. Forget it. So how are we not going to be miyayish? Dr. Oistrom. Based on the Gemara, we said Mi'anshim before. Kosher, Oinshim, Shalavon, Yaisim, Mi'anshim, Shaltchelis. Every Avera has different, there's different types of Averas. There's the easy Averas to be taken care of, and the hard Averas. First has a very strong Tiber for Avera A, but for Avera B, doesn't have such a strong Tiber, so just still doesn't. So there's different Pchinas. So let's take the more serious. What's more serious? What affair is more serious? The affair which I always desire, I can't hold myself back. But affair that's easy. But what's more serious? What do you say? Huh? That's right. The one that's easy is more serious. Because what's more cow is more, you get more bigger inish. The more desire you have, the inish is less. So he says, take on the lighter ones, the Prina Isakalos. And he writes, even within the same Avera, there's different times of the different times. Nimud HaTorah, Bittul Torah. Sometimes it's hard for us to focus. Sometimes it's easier to focus. If you're very busy in Torahs, it's very hard to focus on Torah. But sometimes, Shabbos afternoon, Friday morning, yes, man, it could be done. It's much easier. He says, take on the easier parts. Okay, we're not ready to take on the whole thing. But after that, take on the Prinos Akalois, because they're more chomor. A bit of Torah of Shabbos afternoon is much more chomor. A bit of the midday when things are busy and be overwhelmed with phone calls and things to be done and errands. Much harder to focus. But the Shabbos afternoon when things are, you're after your meal, after your rest, and your mom is relaxing, and you start going to read the paper, that is much more kal, and therefore it's more chomor. So therefore, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, make a real Kabbalah on a prina of the Avera. A real Kabbalah. But on a prina kala of the Avera. And you're gaining tremendous gain. And Zohar Abisrael, it gives you a shame Baal Tshuva. If you take a prina kala, you already have a shame pal tshuva, which is a tremendous gain. Start the tamach to do that favor again, you're not being real. But take a prina, the Shabbos afternoon prina, every person to himself, whatever he is, he knows wherever it's easier to deal with. That's what he has to deal with. Another yisrael Rabbi Zol has that Torah has a big, very strong koach. First of all, one says, "In poga b'chol menuvel zeh moshchei lo beis hamedrash." You meet the yitzhar, you go bring him into the beis hamedrash. Says Rabbi Zol, it has a prina klolis and protis. Generally, learning Torah gives you siyata d'shmaya. You learn shosh and ogach hasapara, will help you deal with the yitzhar. In Arias, there's no logical connection, but that's koach haTorah. That's a prina klali. Says beikar, says Rabbi Yisrael, is prina protis. If a person is nechshal in a certain area, he should learn the Torah of that area. Beiun. A person has a hard time with guarding his mouth. He should learn hilchos lashon hara beiun. That will help him. It's almost like learning Musa. It's so powerful. Person, he's not straightforward in his business. He should learn Hilchos Chayshe Mishpat. Be'iyun. And that will help him. Okay, now let's finish up with three true stories. There was a big Rosh Hashiva. I think it's the Rosh Hashiva, was the Rosh Hashiva of Ber Yaakov, or Mishnah Moshe Shapiro. He was a child, he would say over that when I was a child, I was 3 years old. My father told me, let's go to the Chofetz Chaim and get the bracha. Bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. But I was a child, and I was playing. So I should leave my games, get a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. Didn't want to go. So I didn't go. I never got the bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. My whole life, I have tzar. I could have got a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. I missed the opportunity. Whole life, chaval. Okay, I was a child. Yep, I missed the opportunity. Hashem is near us. It's going to go away. Let's not be in that situation where you're going to feel like chaval, I missed the opportunity. Let's use it. It's not a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim, it's from the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Second story. A year ago, my grandmother passed away. So I'm Gedalia. So I went to Menachem for the week. You know, since my tshuva, went to Menachem Avelim. I'm pretty sure it was on Erev, the night of Erev Yom Kippur. So someone, a visitor on Menachem, came and said, "I'll give you a lift." The bus stop. Right? Who are you? He's a doctor. And he lives in Ir David. Ir David is the Arab part where the Arabs are in Sidwan. So I asked him, what's it like living with the Arabs? Oh, let me tell you a story. What happened? He's a doctor. And he gets the calls when he's something happens, they call him. He's like that Atzola guy, the local Atzola guy. So, the Mitnachalim there had there was a piece of land under dispute, which the Arabs were trying to take over, and the Jews felt it was theirs. A dispute happened. So the Arabs retaliated One night they went and torched the Jewish cars. So his car got torched. Baruch Hashem, his car was really in the garage, and it was a replacement car. He normally keeps his tefillin in the car. His tefillin wasn't in the car. One thing was there was the medical aid box. He keeps it in his car because that's what he works. The medical aid, all the equipment. So got torched and got burnt. Fine. A few weeks later, gets a call and the cashier, come. We need you very quickly. What happens? An Arab had come to do sabotage, and the guard shot him. He was shot. So they called him in. He went, tried to stop the blood, tried to help him. He didn't have his medical aid box, so he was unable to save this Arab, and the Arab died. Doctor told him, "Oh, look at this." No. Then afterwards, the Shabak told him that this Arab who got shot is the main suspect for the guy who did the arsons, who torched the cars. We think he's the main culprit. He tells him, "Oh, look at this. Look at this Arab. That nicer. When he torched the car, he torched himself, because he burned the car that had the medical aid box, which in the end, because of that, he died." Oh, see, good Arab got it. I said to myself, one second, there must be a message over here for me, because this is Arab Yom Kippur, and Hashem, this guy, a doctor told me a story, something. And I was thinking, you know what? Are we different than Arab? Because during the whole year round, bad things happen. People die, people get sick, sorrows, wars, bad. Gzeiras come about. Rabbosai. But you know what? Maybe these gzeiras could have been stopped. How? Avinu Malkeinu, Kri Ro'eh Gzeirat Dineinu. We have now, in these days, the power to stop gzeiras. This critical time. We strengthen our avodah. We could stop gzeiras. Gzeiras rose. We could stop. Maybe some plane has to be. It's going to get ill. Going to get the terrible disease. We could stop it. So if we mess up and we don't do what we can do, then we're like the Arab. We have now medical aid box. Because Boko is here giving us medical aid. Take. You can destroy any bad diseases over here. See, if we mess up, then later on when we get hit, like they're all, we're responsible. We're exactly like the Arab. The Arab got hit, and he messed himself up. So we're the same thing. If we don't use the power we have, the power of tefillah, the power of tshuva, the matan Hashem gives us. So we're responsible for the serious words that will happen later on. Third and last story. This I heard from a Pinkus, Shimshon Pinkus. Used to be in a yeshiva. So this is what he told us. I don't remember if he told us on Rosh Hashanah or before Yom Kippur. I don't remember when, but he told us this true story. His brother-in-law used to have yeshiva in Yerucham. Yeshiva's Yerucham. And his brother-in-law asked him to take over for the month of Elul. So Shimshon was a yeshiva for the month of Elul. Yom Yinoyoy. Came Yom Kippur. And he sees after Shachris, there's a bocher walking outside, backwards and forwards, bumming around. He went outside. And the bocher said, what are you doing? Why are you inside? The bocher said, look, today's Yom Kippur. And I got up late. I overslept. And I missed Shachris. So it's finished. It's gone. So I'm outside. Done. Halach. Pinkus told, look, I want to tell you a story. During the Six-Day War, Rav Pinkus was a bocher in yeshiva in Brisk, and he wanted to feel the war. He wanted to be mishtatef the Tzara Tzibur. He wanted to see blood. So he went to the Shaarei Tzedek Hospital. Now, the Shaarei Tzedek Hospital used to be in Rehov Yafo. Was today the old Shaarei Tzedek building, beautiful building with a television building on Yafo. It was close by. That used to be the hospital. He goes in the hospital and he sees wounded soldiers. And he hears the shouting. What was the shouting about? There's a soldier who had been hit in his arm. And he bandaged his arm. And he told the soldier, go home. And the soldier said, go home. There's a battle happening. He said, "B'chazara l'chazit, back to the battlefront. I'm not going home. There's a war. I'm going back. But you're wounded. So what? I want to fight. Whatever my situation is, wounded as I am, but I still want to fight. The war's not over." Told the Bocha, "It's true, you messed up Shachris. You messed up Shachris, correct. But Rabbeisai, there's the war still going on. B'chazara l'chazit, go back to the battlefront. Go back into the Shudavan. Chaparai Musaf, Chaparai Mincha, Chaparai Neila. It's not over. As long as the Yom Kippur can still utilize the moment." We might think, oh, Elul, wasn't pretty schwach. Hoshana, says Metshuva. These are all correct. Maybe they're correct. It doesn't matter. B'chazara l'chazit. So back to the battlefront. A day and a half left of Kirvas Hashem. A day and a half, and we could stop all the bad things. It's in our power. So it doesn't matter if we're wounded. Whatever, as long as we have strength, we've got to go and fight. Fight for ourselves, and fight for our family, and fight for our nation. And fight to get a Gemara Chasima Teva of life, of Parnasa, of health. All of the good things. So don't let those feelings of yush hit you. Go back and fight. So what did we learn today? Today we started off with the Rambam, who writes that for chet, when you do tshuva, you see chatos, you have visi poshati. The chassid doesn't understand. Why, if you did a chet, why do you say poshati? Why do you say a visi poshati? Tell us this. It's true that the manifestation was a chet, but maybe the shoresh was amazed and vice versa. And therefore, we got to say, we make a vidu klali. Then we saw what mitzvah should we do on Shas Mitzvah. Should do Arba Minim, build your sukkah, Arba Minim, Kishmaka things. Or to tshuva. So we saw that maybe before Rosh Hashanah you could do that would work, because you tilt yourself being a Beinoni, but now the chiyuv of tshuva is so great there's nothing else can override tshuva. And we saw Lo Yisrael who tells us about the Prinos HaKalois and the Kvedois, and the easier it is the more Oynish there is, and therefore do a real Kabbalah on a Prino Kala. Person will analyze himself and see where is it easier for me. In the same Avera, something is very hard for me to overcome, but something is easier for me. So make a Kabbalah on the easy part of the Avera, which you're gaining, because you're gaining that the Oynish is much greater on that easy part. Then you call it Baal Tshuva. That's how you can kai Mrs. Tshuva. But just to make a Kabbalah on the whole thing, it might not be realistic. And then we saw let's not have tzar. We didn't use the opportunity. Like, could have got a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. And let's not be like that the Arab who burnt his own medical aid box that could have cured himself. Let's not be in that situation that we mess up our rights to overturn the royal Xeris. Let's not be lazy. Let's just work hard. And however we might criticize ourselves, Papa Chazara l'chazit, go back to the battlefront and chaperein, and use the beautiful hours we have left, the matona, the matan Hashem gives us of yoyim sticha v'kapara, and use it to fight for ourselves and our families and Am Yisrael. Shukra, thank you very much. Shukra, thank you.